Has there ever been anybody caught in Cleveland?
Young Barney down there, Junior Smith.
Mm-hmm.
They said they was working somewhere, I guess, for Leco. And Barney got in a place that got blocked in, fell in on them. They said, I was Junior and Barney. They said, Barney, got a dinner book out, set their knees to dinner. Well, then first they can try to get in there where they left. They said, finally got a little hope in that where they get through. He said, as soon as he got it, said, here he come out. He said, he went right back in there. Said, forgot his dinner book. Had to wait for his dinner book.
People ain't never seen the coal mines. Now, they are really something to see.
Oh, I bet.
I bet when the lights go out down there, it's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you really see dark.
And they lose power once in a while?
Yeah.
Apparently.
But see, everybody's got a light, though.
Uh-huh. But now, I tell you what's bad. Ben, you get on those scoops with lights out and get about 30 or 40 breaks away from your face. Something happens to be light on your head.
Yeah, I bet.
It's bad,
too. It's dark,
right? Yeah, who was it then that they got back here at one time? I worked 10 through 8 with boys.
Walked the daylight.
And something happened to his light, and he had to hold it in with his finger, above it, with his finger until he got out. And you can't hold it long, it gets hot. I believe it's Charlie.
Charlie. Little Charlie.
Charlie Ayers.
Yeah. Anybody get lost?
That's what happened to them, I believe.
There was a big old headset fella. He started in mines. Hadn't never been in mines before. Coal miners, anytime a green one comes in, they pull a lot of pranks on you for a while.
Yeah.
They kind of learn the ropes. They hired a couple new men. We went to work that night. It was about the middle of the shift. He was helping on the other boat machine, and I was working on the other boat machine. He was up in there and hit hot at them heads. And he would stand there for a few minutes. He'd come out and he'd fan himself a little bit, you know, and he'd try to get in that break. But the other time, there was a big piece of rock hanging. And I had tried to pull and pull. I'd done everything I could do to try to pull it down. It was bigger than that whole wall right there.
Yeah.
I began to run up on the top, but just kind of sagged down. I couldn't pull it. I'd done everything I could do to get that rock down, and it wouldn't come down. About that time, him and another boy would come out of hidden. He's sitting there just watching me. And I just kept heaving on it. And buddy, I don't want to see it pop. Here it comes. And then first one out there was like, a red fox. They're calling it up good.
Alex, rough. Cold.
So about 2 days later, no, it was the next day later, I guess. We had to use a scoop for a man trip going out. Everybody in there, they decided, well, we'd ride the Beltline because you'd get outside real fast. If you're on the man trip and on that scoop, it takes you about 30 minutes to get out there. Where we was at. So he come quit time. And the scoop driver said, Butch, you want to drive a scoop? Well, he hollered, yeah, right on the go, you know. Just to drive a scoop. And everybody in there hit the Beltline and went home. Left Butch in there with the scoop himself coming out. He got about halfway out and quit. He didn't know anything about no scoop. And he was lost. He didn't know where he was going or coming. Well,
he get turned around. He's
a big fleshy fella, too heavy. And hit 37. It was 37 inches, so. So you can imagine
that's
how much crawling
you're heavy.
The beltmen said they tracked him all up down the beltline. He went all over that mine, son. And when daylight come, when day shift went in, he was about to break inside the drift. Now, he made it that far. And still ain't got out. Crawled all night long at mine, son, himself. Well,
this boss right
didn't know
where it's at.
The boss said, well, so that'll be all him, said he won't be back. Next night, he showed up. He's barely could walk, but he was there. They took it easy on him for 2 or 3 days, let him can't get on. Well, but he got acquainted with the mines pretty good.
I bet.
About a week later, I said, Butch, you taking a scoop or ride the belt? He said, I'm going with you. I said, well, just watch me, Butch. Do just exactly what I do, and you'd be all right on that belt line.